Can you guys hear me there? Okay, I can't hear you.
Can anyone hear you?
Okay, I heard that.
Echo, 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 echo.
Can anyone else hear it?
Yeah, thumbs up.
Okay, we got it.
No, it's because I unmuted them on this computer.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Can you guys can hear us now? Okay, so now continue.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's through the computer though, so just because
you need to repeat everything if you said.
You just talk really loud.
Yeah, we'll all have to make sure we speak up.
Oh, I can. No, I can't move them right now.
So obviously Kyle is with us and we can hear him. And we have Steve on the line, Steve Boyce. Member Lister.
Where's Bevan?
I am still here. Can you hear me?
Bevan, can you give us a thumbs up? Perfect.
Can you not hear me?
And I got notice that Sherm is out of the country, so I don't expect him to be with us.
Power on. USB enabled.
William Mullaney.
Here.
Sorry, distracted by everything.
Can you guys hear us?
Shiny things.
Okay.
Yeah.
They can hear.
Member Raby.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning, John. And I got notice from Jay Gibbs from NRCS who said he would not be available for the meeting. Is Chris Brooks, are you here representing NRCS?
I'm just attending to watch what's going on and listen.
Okay, thank you. Member Goguchia. Okay.
We'll take that as a yes.
And we have member Settlemeyer, member Janae.
Yes, good morning.
Excellent. So we have five of our six voting members, and so we do have a quorum.
Thank you, Kelly. Now is the time set for general public comment. Anybody like to come forward? We will have a separate public comment for regulations immediately after, but if you wish to comment at this time, it will not be based on or restricted based on viewpoint. Keep your comments to 5 minutes or less. If anybody has public comments here, not seeing anyone, anybody online have any public comment? Not hearing any, we'll move on to number three, public comments regarding the review of regulation NAC 232-400 through 232-480. This is your opportunity to comment on any proposed changes pursuant to the governor's order regarding the efficiencies, if you will, economic basis for review and the basis of this workshop. So anybody coming forward now have any public comment here in the room? Scares me having my back full back to a bunch of people in the room, but that's okay. Not seeing any here. Do we have anybody online that'd like to make public comment on the review of regulations at this time? Not seeing any. We'll move on to number four. This is going to take a while for consideration of all comments and review of regulation. just a joke. The council may adopt comments for inclusion in the report due to Nevada Department of Conservation Natural Resources Director. This is for possible action. Anybody want to take this time, members of the board or the commission, if they would like to make any proposals, changes, comments regarding regulations as they are now? Not hearing any. I don't think we need a motion if we want a motion for no changes.
I think
or we can handle that under the next.
Yeah, we'll handle that under the SEC okay. agenda.
Okay.
But I think you can close the public hearing and say no comments okay. were received or
something. No comments are received. We do, just in case we didn't have enough opportunity for public comment, have another public comment opportunity now. So any online, any here, going once, going twice, not seeing anything. We'll go ahead and close this hearing, adjourn, and move on to the meeting of the Sagebrush Ecosystem Council set for immediately following that delay. So if we could, I'll call that meeting to order. Roll call. Any change since previously? Anybody new on? Everybody, we still have everybody that was on before, it looks like. So again, for this meeting, we'll open it up for public comment regarding matters for the SEC at this time. Nobody stepping up here? Anybody online? Not seeing any. Next, we have an agenda up for approval. If I could get a motion for okay with the agenda as it reads for this meeting.
So moved. Second.
I think I have to do it with our board members, correct? So Willie, correct. I got a first from you. Got to get a second from the actual. I'm going to need one of you on. Okay, I got second from Bevan. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Not hearing any opposed, the agenda passes. Next we have the minutes are up for approval. I have to confess, I didn't pull these down from our website. I haven't reviewed them. I don't know if anybody else had had a chance to look at those minutes or if we want to put those off to the next meeting. Willie, did you? I haven't seen them, so maybe if we can put that off to the next meeting, if everybody be okay with that.
I haven't seen them either, so I would support that.
Okay, thanks, we'll move on. Council member items and correspondence. Council members may make comments at this time, and the program manager will bring forward any pertinent correspondence directed to the council. Any members of the board have any correspondence or comments they want to make at this time?
Mr. Chairman, this is Kyle. Just a quick comment. Kelly and I had a conversation yesterday. I just want to make sure to put it on the record about the project year and the deadlines for project proponents as well as verifiers. And so we just had a conversation about that and communication with both project proponents as well as verifiers. So everybody's well aware of what those deadlines are and of course encouraged staff to be able to work with proponents to make sure that they can get their projects, looked at, reviewed, and verified for this project here. But I think we're in good shape. We've got a path forward, but just wanted to make sure that mentioned to everybody that that issue had come to my attention. I talked with Kelly about it. I think we're good.
Wonderful. Kelly, anything you want to follow up on that, or are you good?
No, I'll just, so what Kyle's mentioning is, in the past, we've had kind of some soft deadlines, like April 15th, the beginning of the field data collection season for people to submit potential projects and have us run a QA on it and set up transect locations and so on. What we found is that in drought years, having that April 15th deadline was really making it difficult to get people in the field to hit the peak of the growing season in time. And so we moved that back after last year, and we informed the verifiers that there would be this new deadline for this year of March 15th. So we moved it back just a month. And really, it was an effort to protect both the verifiers to ensure they get in the field during the peak of the growing season, and also for the proponents. And what Kyle and I discussed yesterday is we're going to do a more significant outreach effort. The verifiers should all be aware, because they go through a training annually of that deadline. It was the proponents that I think that we just need to do a better job with some outreach to make sure that they're aware of that deadline, and so we'll work on that for this upcoming year. But it's our intent to get every project that was submitted processed and get people in the field this season. So yeah, appreciate the discussion we had, Kyle.
No, thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Any other board members have anything to share with us now? Not seeing Willie, you have anything? No. Okay. Steve, no. Bevan, no. Okay. Item number six.
I just have one thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I forgot. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Kelly McGowan, for the record. I just want to let everyone know that Dan Huser's last day was Monday of this week, and so he's no longer with us, but he did send me a text and asked me if I would share it with the group, showing his appreciation to all of you, and I'll just read it here. Please tell the council, thanks to all for the opportunity to work for 6.5 years on the set and on the development and implementation of the conservation credit system. I appreciate having met all of you, the good years under you all, of course, from Dan, and with the great folks at the set, and the opportunity to learn a great deal along the way. Thanks again. So just wanted to read that. He's taken a position in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, doing some work on some water quality efforts there in that area. That's kind of more in line with his background. So we wish him well, certainly appreciate the 6.5 years that he dedicated to our efforts and helping us develop and get the program kind of on its feet and operational. And he was an integral part of that for certain. So he will be missed. We're already in the works with NDF on getting out a notice of vacancy and accepting applications. So hopefully we won't be too long without that position. And also this week, our newest member, Emily, has decided to resign, and I will allow or let her talk about her decision and share that with you guys.
Well, good morning. Thanks for everybody for allowing me to talk to today. My name is Emily Hagler. I'm the NDF representative. So our NDA representative on the set, and I have decided to resign and pursue opportunities closer to home for me. So thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. And I'm sure that it will be JJ's number one priority to fill this position and have the opportunity to get somebody in here as soon as possible.
Wow. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Emily. And obviously, thank you to Dan. I mean, it's a I know it's a lot of work, and we appreciate your time with us, and sorry to see you go, and we'll keep marching forward. Anybody else have
comments? What are we going to do for a technical person?
You guys have me. What are you talking about, Lily?
Okay. Well, thank you. Anybody else comments, questions this time? Not seeing any. Number six, review the staff's report from comments received at the March 2nd, 2023 workshop and meeting related to the review of NAC 232-400 through 480. Consider additional comments received to streamline, clarify, reduce, or otherwise improve the regulations to ensure it provides for general welfare of the state without unnecessarily inhibiting economic growth. The council will provide guidance and instruct staff to incorporate comments into the final report to the NDCNR director for possible action. Anybody have anything they want to bring up at this point in time regarding comments or changes for the report? You have the proposed report before you. Any concerns along those lines? Do we want to make a motion to go ahead and proceed with submitting that report?
I'll make that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Kyle. Do I have a second? Second from Willie. Any comments? Concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you. That passes. We'll submit that, and thank you for getting that done. Next, number seven, staff briefings and updates to the council.
Very quickly, this is Anthony Walsh over at the AG's office. I'd just like to confirm that that this report will be posted as a supplemental material for this meeting as soon as possible. I do know that the staff report draft had been circulated to members of the council, but I do not actually see that on the meeting materials online, so that will have to be posted as soon as possible, simply because any member of the public would be allowed to see that.
It's attached to the agenda.
Yes.
Ah, I'm sorry, I did not scroll down far enough. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate that clarification. It's there. Okay.
Very good. Okay, that just my mini heart attack has resolved itself.
So is mine.
Perfect, everyone. Thank you. We're in good shape. I take back my comment. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. Okay, we're good to go then. Number seven, staff briefings updates to the council.
Very quickly, I sent out an invite from the doodle poll. Looks like May 12th was the best date for us to meet again. And so look for that in your inboxes, the invite for Friday, May 12th SEC meeting. At that meeting, the two primary agenda items will be, again, a discussion and review of our the proposal that we introduced at the last meeting on the incorporation of a population, specifically space use information to be incorporated into the CCS. And we continue to work on that. And so that'll be one of the items on the agenda. The other item that we intend to kind of introduce is the concept of an update to our management category maps, so our PHMA, GHMA, OHMA maps. We have some new direction from USGS, and anyway, we'd like to share that with you. We do intend to have Pete Coates available for that meeting to kind of present on it. The science that went into it, some of the changes and why they were necessary, and have a good discussion about that. I don't think we're going to be in a position to consider it for adoption. I think it's just there's a lot of information and a lot of vetting that's needed. We need to continue to work with our partners from NDAO, Fish and Wildlife Service, Forest Service, and BLM. Because they may be going through a similar process to consider an adoption of an updated map product. So, but we will at least have Dr. Coates with us to introduce the concepts behind it. So, yeah, so right. we'll plan on seeing you all again next month on the 12th. And we'll intend to have that meeting hopefully smoothed out, but we intend to have a in-person meeting and also offer a virtual option for that as well.
Maybe we can do it by telegraph or something.
Smoke signals. Sorry.
Any questions for Kelly on that?
Yeah. Kelly, I don't know if you've heard, but has there been any progress in filling the open seats on the council?
Which ones are open?
The tribal nations, energy,
local government,
and local government. I'll just say that I know that there was an application put in for the local government position. We've had an application in for the energy position as well. But of course, I can't speak to where they're at in the process of being appointed.
Okay. Thanks. Other questions for Kelly at this time? No? Okay. Number eight, review of action items and future agenda items discussed during this meeting and scheduled next SEC meeting for possible action. Kelly?
Well, we kind of just went over that. So May 12th, Friday, May 12th, we'll plan an 8:30 start for that as well. Once we have a location determined and other meeting logistics, I'll make sure to update the invite to include that. I guess one of the other things is if there are additional items that council members might have for that meeting, and also we'd like to get out into the field again this year and do a field tour. We've kind of kicked around some concepts about holding a July meeting in or around Winnemucca potentially, and visiting both a credit and a debit site. Not really sure. We might also want to go out to some of the effort, visit some of the sites on some of the fire recovery efforts on the Martin Fire, since that's relatively close by. So anyway, we'll kind of nail down the details of that, but it's our intention to have a meeting and tour in July.
Thanks,
Mr. Chairman. Kelly, I might just suggest, and I don't know if the whole group would be interested, but if we're going to go to the Martin Fire, maybe we could take a quick look at that new wild horse facility they've got up there, short-term holding facility. It's on the way out.
Yeah, that would be.
Wouldn't take too long.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Other member items for future meetings or next meeting?
Shava, Gabor, U.S. Forest Service. Kelly, I would offer, if it works out logistically, our Joint Chiefs Landscape Restoration Partnership Project is in that general area. The travel distances might be an issue, but if there's opportunities, that work consists of some invasive treatment and reseeding, restoration of the green strip, and some stream assessment work that's going to include a community engagement. It all includes community engagement components. So if there's something we can make work in terms of travel logistics and timing, that project is a true shared stewardship project with multiple federal, state, and local entities and NGOs also involved.
Nice. Yeah, very cool.
Along those lines, I was going to bring up, and it's always, you know, if we could get some kind of discussion or presentation from either Forest Service, BLM, or Endow regarding older fire scars. We always seem to focus on new fires, and, you know, it was talked about get the seating when it's still black. What's the, you know, general policy regarding the older burns? Those places have been there a long time, and it'd be kind of nice to hear a report if those are just kind of you know, we have too much enough New Bern stuff to focus on, or is there a long-term plan for those kind of old scars? And if we could, maybe it's at that July meeting, I don't know when we're dealing with that, but maybe something that, if we could get somebody to fill us in on that, if that makes sense. Okay. Bevner, Steve, I know you're online. Do you have anything for future agenda items?
You know, at some point, can you hear me?
Yes.
At some point, I would like possibly an update from Wildlife Services and kind of see how they're approaching predation control as it relates to sage grouse as possible.
Okay. Any other?
Thanks, Chris. I'm good for now.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Is your truck rolling? Okay.
I'm good.
And I maybe at the May meeting, I know there's been a public lands rule that recently came out, and I think sooner than later. So I've asked Alan Shepard if he has some availability today or in the next few days. I'd just like some to have a discussion with him on what that rule might mean moving forward, and how we may be able to partner within that rule with the BLM as well. So, but I think there's several things going on with the BLM's ARPA, sage grouse ARPA planning process, and as well as some of the, at least that rule and maybe some others. And so I think it might be timely to have them kind of present and roll those out and have some discussion on those.
Okay. Are we all right with that? Okay. I know we typically go around the room with ex officio members to provide reports. So you're off the hook today, unless you want to share something with us. Now would be the time, but typically, I don't see anybody jumping up.
I'll share two quick updates. Thanks. Some of you have heard this already today. I apologize for that. We are, as everyone probably knows, the Sierra and Elko area landscapes were selected as a wildfire crisis strategy landscape, which is a national focus on emergency reduction of wildfire risks. So really focusing on getting that landscape to maintenance condition. The initial investment is on the order of about $57 million total. So we are in the process of trying to move that money into agreements and contracts that will get spooled out over the course of 5 years or so to actually put the work on the ground. One component of that that I'm focused on right now, along with my colleagues on the Humboldt Toyabe, is moving some of that money into agreements with state agencies, including Nevada Division of Forestry, Nevada Department of Agriculture, and Nevada Department of Wildlife, for a variety of activities on not just national forests, but private lands as well. So some of that will include invasives work, hopefully aerial as well as ground-based, and then also more traditional veg management, and then community wildfire defense work. So as those specifics become more clear, we'll keep you posted. There'll probably be a field trip opportunity or more than one at some point in the future. But the primary focus right now is we're under a lot of pressure to get that money locked up in agreements where it can then be spent and implemented over the course of a couple of years. As a component of that effort, we are beginning the process of NEPA to allow for aerial application of herbicide, which has been a big missing link on national forest system lands. Nevada Department of Agriculture and Nevada Department of Wildlife have graciously accepted cooperating agency status. If there's other agencies that are interested, please let me know on that and I'll help to coordinate that. And then the timeline is very accelerated. We're hoping to have that NEPA done by the end of September, the end of our federal fiscal year. And again, treating it like it is an emergency, which it is. So I think that's the primary thing I'd like to mention. One range-related NEPA project is coming to a close, which is the Santa Rosa Range Management Project. We just finished objection review hearings on that project, and Bill will be working with the district ranger. He'll be issuing a decision notice on that soon. The primary changes will be to align with the 2015 sage grouse amendment. So we'll make sure our language strictly adheres to that, since we have not been able to move to a new plan for sage grouse. One other quick go back on wildfire crisis strategy of interest to the council may be that everywhere possible, we are going to tie in with bi-state and greater sage grouse restoration as well. So although the focus is on wildfire risk reduction, which is obviously a benefit to the species, we'll be looking for opportunities to restore habitat that aligns with the work. That's all I have.
Thanks, Sheila.
We have a hand online.
Okay, thank you. There's someone raising their hand out there. I can't see who it is.
John. Yeah, Mr. Chair, that's it's John Raby with BLM. And so, yeah, I just had a few items just real quick. I'd be remiss. I don't want to drag out a meeting any longer than we have to, but I'm going to just take 3 minutes and give you a couple of items that I know you're going to be interested in. And I want to first say, you know, thank you to you, Mr. Chair, and the SEC for sending the letter regarding wild horse and burrow management. I'm on the BLM National Focus Group for the wild horse and burrow strategy, and while this year we're likely going to be able to focus on we're talking nationwide gathering about 7,500 animals, longer term we're looking at sustaining a minimum gather level of around 20,000 animals, but focusing in our efforts on the areas where we have where we're most out of balance, right, with the numbers. And that means Nevada will be a priority focal area for gathers. We're also going to target fertility control in HMAs that are at or near the appropriate management level, while increasing our adoptions and other ways to put animals in private care and get them basically off the federal off-range holding and the budget effect that has. So I want to thank you for that. Second, on the greater sage grouse planning, and Alan, Janae, this is for you as well. There is a meeting in Salt Lake City on May 17th. I encourage them to make sure and include you as the new NDOT director as part of that. They haven't updated their list, but this is part of the Western Governance Association's Sagegrass Task Force. So that's going to happen in Salt Lake City on the 17th. And then I know, of course, we had a cooperatives meeting yesterday and are continuing to work with NDOW and USGS on updating the maps, the habitat maps for our use collectively. And so we've already, just for those who may not be familiar with it, we did do a mapping update it was almost a year ago, I believe, and included areas that had been maybe overlooked that were habitat, and then areas that weren't habitat. We made those adjustments and did that through a plan maintenance level effort here about a year ago. So our mapping efforts should be relatively straightforward, and looking forward to continue to work on that. The public lands rule, that was rolled out for public comment last week. It has a number of things in it that are of interest, and I'm glad Kelly you identified that for a future meeting. Right now though, there will be a number of webinars. I think there's 5 being hosted west-wide. I believe Reno will be an area that we're going to have a meeting as well that'll be sponsored by our headquarters office. But the public lands rule, for those who aren't aware, it does include an element where outside entities come to us and are looking to do say conservation leasing on public lands for things like mule deer habitat restoration, and then if that group then wants to ensure that restoration effort is going to be sustained over the long term and not potentially affected by other rights of way grants or other things, then they could apply for basically a conservation lease. Something we've talked about, you know, as part of the conservation credit system and the durability of public lands restoration. So that would be, I know, something of interest. And then as part of our land use planning, it also identifies a requirement for us to identify the intact landscapes through those land use planning or our resource management planning efforts. So thought I'd just give you a quick synopsis of that. And then the final item I have is, and I'm sure Alan Shepard has mentioned this previously, but we have two focal landscapes that have been selected in Nevada for restoration efforts. And one's in Northwest Nevada, the other's in Northeast, basically the Montana Mountains area. And just to the north in Oregon, they have a priority landscape that's identified as well, or a focal landscape rather. And then in the one to the north east is in that Goshoot, or not Goshoot, the O'Neill PPA area, for those who know that area. And we're looking at additional funding of between $5 and $10 million for each of those focal landscapes for restoration. So with that, that's all I had to update folks on, but thanks, appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Questions from the council members? Not seeing any. John, how's that Raven adoption program doing?
We're working on a deal with Endow, and I think you can buy a tag to get your own adoption, but it may be a stuffed version. I'm not sure though.
Hey, Chris, it's Steve.
Hi, Steve.
You can send them to me. You can send them to me. I'll take care of them.
Okay. Any other ex officio members' comments? Reports? Okay. Thank you for doing that on the fly. Next, we have public comment again. Any public comment from anybody online? Not seeing anybody. Anybody here? Not seeing any. We'll get a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I got a second from anybody?
Yep.
Bevan, you're usually good for at least one of those. Steve?
Second.
So I got a second. All in favor? Thank you, everyone, for your patience. And we'll see you next time, May.
Thanks, Chris. See you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Well done.
Thanks, guys, for getting me on.
You bet. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for your patience.
Yeah, no worries, Kelly. Take care. Good to see you guys.
Get in the back of the room.